Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 95 of Ninjas and Super Spies. The style that begins on this page is Lee Kuan Chu. It is a martial art form that is completely pacifist. It is incapable of inflicting damage. And I'm here today to warn you not to fuck around with a master of Lee Kuan Chu, because Lee Kuan Chu is a martial art for psychopaths. As everyone knows who's ever encountered pacifism in role-playing games, most role-playing games have combat as a big old deal, right? Your power level is basically your power level in combat. Therefore, when you take a pacifist option, it gives you lots of compensating bonuses in exchange for the fact that you don't hurt people. So the holy grail for the power gamer is to find a way to subvert pacifist character options to inflict damage. Because if you can combine all those bonuses with the ability to hurt your opponent, then you can really do some fucked up things to people, which is what role playing is all about. Needless to say, in Ninjas and Super Spies, the design of this game is not at a level to really keep pacifists from killing people. And Lee Kuan Chu is a nightmare. Lee Kuan Chu basically has one move. It's actually split into a kick and a punch, but they both do the same thing. You make one roll to strike. If you're successful, then your opponent is stunned for 1 to 6 melee rounds. There is no save. A stunned opponent cannot attack, can take no actions, which I read to mean cannot move from the spot, and takes a substantial penalty to parry and dodge for the duration of the stun, which again can be up to 6 rounds. Not 6 actions, but 6 rounds. In each round, an attacker might attack you anywhere from 2 to 4 times. What Lee Kuan Chu does is it has these two attacks, like one of them is a double knuckle fist, and the Lee Kuan Chu master swings at your head and then stops just short and doesn't actually contact you, but you're just like stunned and dazed by almost being killed. If that happens to you and you roll a 6 for your stun time, up against an opponent from an aggressive school with the boxing skill for an extra attack, that person might get up to like 30 free shots at you before you get your senses back. Without the ability to take actions, you can't get yourself out of dodge. You can't, speaking of dodge, take an action to dodge. You can't even spend an action to roll with punch to reduce the damage of attacks that you take. And this stun attack, the Lee Kuan Chu master can use it an unlimited number of times. Granted, he's only got one attack per melee, but he only needs to hit with it once, and I'll tell you why. The Lee Kuan Chu master does not take any kind of oath of pacifism. It's just that this style doesn't have any damaging moves. This is a non-exclusive martial arts style, which means that it is available to a wide variety of characters. It is available to military and gizmeteer characters who have cyber knives on their cyber arms, or who carry around explosives or firearms, none of which are involved with martial arts, and all of which the Lee Kuan Chu master can easily use to kill you after stunning you for 6 melee rounds. Because Lee Kuan Chu is a secondary style, it can also be the second style of a dedicated martial artist. So if you decide to take Phoenix Eye Kung Fu as your primary and Lee Kuan Chu as your secondary, you can jump around being a fast little pacifist who's impossible to hit until you manage to stun somebody, then switch to Phoenix Eye, get all up in their business, and just throw Phoenix-themed punches and chops at all their tender vital points for like, what is 6 melees? It's like 1 minute and 30 seconds? That's a long damn time to be stunned by almost getting punched in the face, so surprised by almost getting punched in the face that you stand there for 1.5 minutes while someone actually does punch you in the face until you are dead. Now, none of this is in the spirit of Lee Kuan Chu. The rules don't prohibit it, but Lee Kuan Chu itself, as a style, has almost no way to harm people. But there is a way. If you want full credit for subverting pacifism to horrible violence, here's the way to do it. This style does get martial arts techniques, which are special martial arts powers. One of them is the Ki-Ai, which is like a scream that has supernatural abilities. One of these is the Death Scream, which does like 46 damage, and they have a chance, your opponent does, to first of all get out of range. It can only be done within 20 feet, or to roll with punch to reduce the damage. Neither of these are things you can do while stunned. So if you want to use the 100% pacifist martial art of Lee Kuan Chu to horribly kill someone, what you can do is run up to them lightly troll them by pretending to punch them in the face and then stopping just short. So they like try to cover their face and are all freaked out and then are stunned and shocked and can't move. And then while they can't get away, you scream a horrible scream at them. In the wonderful world of Palladium, this is what pacifism looks like and sounds like. It looks like a kung fu master with a silky white beard screeching at you at point blank range until you die. The other little loopholes, there wasn't much they could do about it, but the death scream and Lee Kuan Chu, that's the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for a kung fu style that does not even have fake principles on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.